Welcome to the show. You're listening to Agency of the Month with the U.S. Department of Transportation. I'm Lauren Larson. My guest today is Keith Washington. He's the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Administration at the Department of Transportation. Welcome to the program. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much. So great to be here.
So let's start off with you. Tell me a little bit about yourself and your history here at the department.
Sure. I'm currently the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Administration. In my office, we handle all of the mission support functions with the exception of IT. We handle human resources, facilities, security, property management. We the liaison with the General Accountability Office and the Office of the Inspector General as well. And we also manage the transit benefit program for much of the federal government.
Give me an overview of transportation. I mean, you've got FAA, you've got the Highway Administration. That's just the tip of the iceberg. It's a huge department. So give us a little overview of what all you got going on here.
Sure. Well, we have 55,000 employees. We really have a mission that impacts every American. I mean, anybody who flies, take the train, rail, public transportation, we have a mission that impacts and resonates with every American. But the Federal Aviation Administration, they're our largest operating administration. They have about 47,000 employees, about 18,000 air traffic controllers, and they're the professionals who are responsible for controlling traffic across the nation. We're very proud that we have the safest air traffic control system in the world. But FAA is about 84% of the department, but we also have other operating administrations organized around specific modes of transportation, such as the Federal Railroad Administration, and they're dealing with implementing the positive train control with Amtrak and other industry. So we have Federal Railroad Administration. We have one of our smaller operating administrations is the St. Lawrence Seaway Administration, and they're located in Messina, New York, about 123 employees. So we have everything from FAA, 48,000, to St. Lawrence Seaway.
You're going to celebrate your 50th anniversary next year. Take us back to the beginning. How has the department evolved since the 60s?
We're very excited that we'll be celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Department of Transportation. Well, many people may not be aware, but the functions of the Department of Transportation were previously handled by the Department of Commerce. There was an undersecretary for transportation with the Department of Commerce. And what happened, the administrator of the Federal Aviation Administration at the time made the case to President Johnson that we really needed to elevate transportation because of the important role it plays in the nation to cabinet-level status. So Congress enacted legislation establishing the Department of Transportation in October of 1966, first opened our doors on April 1st, 1967. So I've been at the department for about 25 years. I spent time with the Federal Aviation Administration about 12 years. I worked about two with the MARAD administration. And one of the interesting facts about MARAD is that they have oversight of one of the five service academies, the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy, which is in Long Island, New York, training future mariners who will be integral to the success, the economic success of the nation.
So, wow, you've been here for half of the department's...
I have. I actually was involved in the 25th anniversary celebration. But the number one priority has always been safety here. I mean, safety first. I mean, you ask any employee, we're very focused on safety and maintaining the United States status as the safest transportation system in the world.
Over that time, I mean, what changes have you seen? How has the department evolved? What are some big changes that you've seen here?
Well, different legislation has been established. We didn't have a National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Then Congress passed legislation establishing the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. It took some functions from the Federal Highway Administration and expanded the overall safety function. Transportation and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, they've been focused on, you know, distracted driving. I read a statistic today. In 2013, about 3,000 Americans lost their life because of distracted driving. So the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, they've been doing a lot to counter that. I mean, they banned the use of cell phones and text messaging for commercial drivers. So we've been really trying to do a lot to educate the American public on the dangers of distracted driving.
You mentioned distracted driving. Transportation, I mean, there's so much changing right now. You've got drones in the air. You've got driverless vehicles on the horizon. You're changing the air traffic control system. I mean, you've got huge projects, a lot of changes.
It really is a state of change right now. We have next-gen. I mean, we're going from a radar-based air traffic control system to a satellite-based air traffic control system, which would allow the American public to go from point A to point B in a more efficient manner, saving both time and fuel, so it'd be more environmentally responsible. We have vehicle-to-vehicle technology that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is championing. And that has a huge opportunity to reduce fatalities and make it safer for Americans as they travel. But essentially, with the vehicle-to-vehicle communication, cars will be able to communicate with one another, which will mitigate human error. In addition to the safety function, it would also help eliminate congestion. We recently rolled out the Beyond Traffic report, our framework for the next 30 years in transportation, and we're going to have 70 million more Americans. And unfortunately, the state of the infrastructure, I mean, is crumbling. So we really have to do more to enhance the infrastructure. But through this vehicle-to-vehicle technology, that will lead to more efficient routes and mitigating congestion.
We're going to talk to Peter Rogoff a little bit later about some of this stuff. How is the department working to move vehicle-to-vehicle technology forward? And you said you're all about safety, and this is obviously a huge step in safety.
Right.
So how are you working to really move this forward?
Well, just last week, our secretary announced, he was in New York City, and he announced millions of dollars in grants. We really want New York to be the prototype for this type of technology. Our expectation is that cars in like 2016 will start having that vehicle-to-vehicle technology that will improve our safety record.
We need to pause for a quick break. You're listening to Agency of the Month with the U.S. Department of Transportation at federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. Welcome back to Agency of the Month. I'm Lauren Larson. My guest today is Keith Washington. He's the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Administration at the Department of Transportation.
Let's talk a little bit about the department itself. You told me a little bit about the size of the department and how many people work here. Your federal employee viewpoint survey scores have risen in recent years. What are some of the changes that you've made to really make this a better place to work?
Yes, we're very proud of the progress on the employee viewpoint survey that we made at the Department of Transportation. As I talked about earlier, we have 12 operating administrations at the Department of Transportation. The Surface Transportation Board, they're number one in terms of small agencies for the employee viewpoint survey. And the Federal Railroad Administration, as well as the Federal Highway Administration, they have some of the highest employee viewpoint surveys in government. So what we do at the department, we do a lot of best practices. We benchmark both externally and internally with those organizations that are doing very well. We've hosted sessions on performance culture and leadership for all of our leaders throughout DOT so that they can learn best practices. We put together a toolkit and we personally met with each administrator so they would have different techniques that they could use to better engage employees and to enhance work environments. Some of the options were, having the administrator administer the oath of office to new employees. Some of our administrators are actually administering the oath of office to new employees. We've had the deputy secretary do that as well, and that really helps with engagement and onboarding employees. Last year, we implemented a 360-degree feedback assessment for all of the executives department-wide so that they could know their strengths as well as areas that they need to develop. And this fall, we're going to roll out training on political savviness, some of the areas, the systemic issues that were identified as opportunities for improvement. We also have Idea Hub at the Department of Transportation, and that's an internal online community that enables employees to share ideas. And if an employee at the Federal Aviation Administration has an idea to enhance the work environment, employees throughout the department could comment, tweet, they can rate, and then the best ideas rise to the top, and then we implement those ideas. Some of the things that we have done at the Department of Transportation, we have improved communication. Our secretary and our administrators, they regularly hold town hall meetings. We've established labor management partnerships, so we really want to partner and collaborate and involve our unions early on in decision making. So we've done a lot of that, but we improved communication. We've opened a healthcare clinic. When we first moved into this building, we didn't have a healthcare clinic, but employees wanted one, and they made their voice known with Idea Hub, and now we have a healthcare clinic in the Department of Transportation headquarters building. We were one of the first agencies to actually implement a performance standard that held managers accountable for the results of the Employee Viewpoint Survey. And that was considered a best practice throughout the government. And now more federal agencies are incorporating that in their toolkit as well. So we are very proud. When our secretary and our senior leadership, when they travel throughout the country, they engage with first-line employees. Our secretary had a bus tour throughout different parts of the country, but he engaged employees in those regional offices, stepped in, meet and greeted them, found out what was on their mind. So we really take feedback very seriously at the Department of Transportation, and very proud that we're now one of the best places to work, and we certainly want to continue that momentum.
What are the biggest challenges that you face in terms of the workforce? Succession planning, is it? What is it?
That's a great question. In fact, today, succession planning is huge because a number of our employees, particularly our senior leaders, are eligible to retire today. So ensuring that we have a bench ready to assume those roles is very critical to us. Today, we hosted a Pathways Fair. We're really trying to attract the new generation to the Department of Transportation. So we hosted a Pathways Fair, and we had about 500 young people, recent graduates, engineering majors, people who want to be engineers, air traffic controllers, they came into the Pathway Fair. So we really want to leverage that talent. But succession planning is very key, not only at the Department of Transportation, but throughout the federal government. And, now we have, several generations in the workforce. So really engaging that new generation.
Do you or will you implement phased retirement?
We're in the process. We have a policy ready. We vetted it with our partners in the union and with our operating administration. So we're pretty close. So I anticipate by early 16, we'll be ready to implement phased retirement at the Department of Transportation. But I believe HUD is going to be the first CAMA-level agency. So hopefully there'll be a lot of lessons learned from HUD.
We get asked about that more than anything else.
We have been working diligently on implementing phased retirement. We put together a cross-modal work group to really identify all of our benefits and retirement specialists. So we're really working to implement phased retirement at the Department of Transportation.
Tell me about your open government plan. What's some of the data that you release, and how's it being used?
Yeah, we're very proud of our open government program. I was very honored to ask to really champion that effort within the Office of the Secretary. And basically, when we were preparing the plan, What we did was we brought together stakeholders from all of our secretarial offices within OST, and we really looked at, we wanted to be more proactive in terms of providing information to the public. So we looked at what types of information requests we're getting from the public, and we want to make that information readily accessible. The public shouldn't have to come to us. We should provide that information on our website. But some of the examples, safety ratings, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, they are publicizing a 5-star safety rating, tire quality. They also have rated more than 4,200 lines of tires using a grading system known as the Uniform Tire Quality Grading System. And all of that information is going to be made available on our website. So our goal is to be even more transparent, participatory, and collaborative, both with our internal and external stakeholders.
I read something on your website. It was a social media campaign, I believe, called Show Us Your InfraWare.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Yes. Show Us Your InfraWare is a social media campaign that we started in the summer. And basically, we asked the American people to post pictures on Twitter, Instagram, on crumbling bridges, sidewalks, disappearing bike lanes. And, you know, we had a huge response. I mean, because basically, we want the leaders in the country to be aware that the American people really want a better infrastructure. So we really want to sensitize, you know, our stakeholders to the crumbling situation that, you know, the American people are experiencing. So we're getting, you know, thousands of posts to social media.
Have you got any response to that?
Yes, I know the Senate has passed. You know, unfortunately, there have been over 34 extensions to the Highway Trust Fund. The Senate passed a long-term highway bill, so hopefully the House will act on it soon. I mean, but our goal is to have sustained funding, because there's really nowhere to run, you know, a government or any type of corporation, billion-dollar corporation, these short-term extensions. So we've really been advocating long-term funding for the nation's infrastructure.
It's not sexy, as they say, infrastructure. So do you think that maybe people are waking up and realizing that this is crucial?
I do. I mean, first, I think that any time that we can engage the American public, I mean, I think that's a good thing to engage the American public. And I think we're doing that through that social media campaign. But, you know, I know later in the month you're going to have a speaker talk about beyond traffic and our framework for transportation. But with 70 million more people anticipated to be in this country, I mean, it's really not an option. The status quo is not acceptable. I mean, we really have to enhance the infrastructure. I mean, the American people deserve nothing less.
We need to pause again for a short break. You're listening to Agency of the Month with the U.S. Department of Transportation at federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. Welcome back to Agency of the Month. I'm Lauren Larson. My guest today is Keith Washington. He's the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Administration at the U.S. Department of Transportation.
What are you doing to prepare for a smooth administration change?
Basically, we're going to establish a transition team. We were very proud of our efforts, you know, during the last major presidential election. So probably in November, it will be about a year out from the presidential election, but we'll get our senior career officials and all the operating administrations who will prepare briefing books for the new team. So that the new, after the election, when the agency review team comes, that they can, you know, hit the ground running. We want to do everything that we can to ensure a smooth transition. But we'll probably start that planning process in November of this year.
How will you celebrate big birthday next year?
Well, we're very, very excited. As I stated, the legislation was enacted October 15th, 1966. So we've already put together a team, and it's comprised. We want it to be a very collaborative process. So we put together a team comprised of individuals from each of our operating administrations. So we've already done a lot of preliminary work. We have a logo. We already are interviewing our past secretaries, so that's going to be part. We want to do transportation brain trust. We also want to leverage, you know, the already celebrations that we have in place. I mean, like Black History Month. I mean, Garrett Morgan was the inventor of the traffic light, so we want to highlight those accomplishments. Women's History Month is in March. We've had Secretary Mary Peters, Secretary Elizabeth Dole, so we want to really highlight the women in transportation. So there'll be a lot of activities starting in January. So we're very, very excited about celebrating our 50th anniversary celebration. We're also going to launch an historical website, interactive, so that the American people can be aware of different milestones and key events in transportation. We want to really use the opportunity to engage the public on transportation issues. Basically, our goals are, one, safety, highlighting the key accomplishments in transportation safety and underpinning the importance of the future, really emphasizing the connectivity, the role transportation plays in moving people across the country, opportunity, Secretary Fox's whole ladders of opportunity agenda, and how we really can leverage transportation to get people into the middle class, and also innovation. You know, recognizing the technology and all of the revelation in technology enhancing the transportation system. We talked about next gen and vehicle-to-vehicle technology. So we'll be highlighting safety, connectivity, opportunity, and innovation. So we have a lot of activity planned during that month.
As you look ahead to the future, what are the biggest challenges the department faces?
I think the biggest challenge is, you know, long-term funding, predictability. The administration put forth the Grow America Act, which would provide unprecedented investment in the nation's infrastructure. So we really need sustained long-term transportation funding. I mean, we want to really celebrate, you know, our safety record and continue to enhance it. You know, with the vehicle-to-vehicle technology, you know, next-gen, anything that we could do to, you know, promote the safest transportation system in the world.
Any final thoughts?
Yes, very proud to work at the Department of Transportation. I mean, we really have employees here who are really committed to the mission. I mean, when I started here, you know, upon graduating from college, I really didn't think that I would still be here. But it's really a great place to work. It's a mission that impacts every American. So we are so excited that, you know, we're approaching 50 years, and we look forward to engaging the American people with the celebration.
I'm afraid that's all the time we have today. I'd like to thank my guest, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Administration at the U.S. Department of Transportation, Keith Washington. I'm Lauren Larson. Thanks for joining us. You can check out any interviews that you may have missed or hear them again at federalnewsradio.com, search Agency of the Month. Be sure to tune in next week. We'll hear from Director of the Office of Safety, Energy, and Environment, Barbara McCann. She'll tell us about nationwide efforts to make streets safer for pedestrians and cyclists. Until then, have a great week.